Good to have you along. So it seemed like yesterday, Pierre Poilievre, who's the leader of the Conservatives and the leader of the official opposition since 2022, was suggesting that, in a way, the violence that we are experiencing comes back to the desk of the Prime Minister. Pierre Poilievre joins me now. Good morning.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Was that fair for me to say? And if so, what do you mean?
I mean that he passed C-75, a law that allows repeat violent offenders who are newly arrested on additional charges to get same-day bail. And those bail allowances put them back on the street where they reoffend again and again. Now, to be clear, this isn't my opinion. This is the police who've said this across the country. This is the BC Union of Mayors who wrote a letter saying that easy bail is responsible for unleashing massive crime waves in places like Vancouver, where the same 40 offenders committed were arrested 6,000 times in 1 year, so 150 times per person per year. Secondly, Trudeau is putting billions of our public safety dollars into chasing down Indigenous hunters and rural Canadians for lawfully owning hunting rifles. These are rifles they lawfully possess with a legitimate permit that they have acquired after being trained and tested. Those billions of dollars are now diverting money away from fighting crime, diverting money away from keeping the border secure against gun smugglers, and diverting police resources, because now cops are going to have to go around harassing law-abiding people rather than putting violent offenders behind bars. All of that is are decisions that Justin Trudeau has made that have rendered our communities more dangerous.
All right. I don't disagree with you there. And in fact, the previous police chief of Toronto, Mark Saunders, just before he left, he started taking on that issue. The mayor of Toronto has also talked about it. It's the easy bail, the turnstile aspect of our justice system. How hard would that be to change, Pierre Poilievre, if your government should actually win and you'd have to get a majority government because the NDP wouldn't go along with you?
Well, I don't think it'd be that hard. What I'm proposing is not really that radical. I really want to target the very, very small number of repeat habitual offenders. We actually don't have a lot of criminals in Canada. The real problem is the tiny minority who reoffend sometimes 60 or 70 occasions. Let me give you an example. The two murderers who stabbed people on Indigenous reserves in Saskatchewan about 3 months ago went on a massive stabbing spree. They had been convicted almost 60 times of prior offenses. They should have been in jail. Some of the killers who've gone after our police were out on bail, even though they had prior offenses. So what I'm proposing is not to lock up a large number of people. I'm proposing to bring in stiffer sentences for the very small minority of people who go out and commit repeat violent offenses. And everyone should agree with that.
Well, I think for the most part, everybody does agree with that. At least that's the feeling that I get. I even get people who will contact me. I'm talking to Pierre Poilievre. They'll contact me and say, well, I mostly don't agree with you, Jerry, because you're a stupid conservative. But I agree with you on this one. They'll agree with you on this one. It seems it's a small coterie of people who want this turnstile justice or non-justice that we're getting. But primarily, it's Justin Trudeau. Now, you have the opportunity that we don't, and that is to speak to him. What's his response?
Well, he, as you know, Justin Trudeau blames everyone else for the mistakes he makes. And then he tries to fearmonger, to suggest that law-abiding, licensed, trained, and tested hunters who have possession and acquisition licenses to hold rifles are to blame for the crime. I just find it hard to believe that the Indigenous hunter from Labrador is to blame for the shootouts that are happening in downtown Toronto. And frankly, as you point out, Chief Saunders from Toronto said that 82% of the guns are coming illegally over the border from the U.S. So why not put our resources into bolstering the border instead of harassing Indigenous and rural communities with a silly hunting rifle ban?
All right. And so you're saying that if, in fact, your party were elected and you became the prime minister, you would make a change. What would you do?
So I would. The Trudeau government has to set aside billions of dollars to go find these hundreds of thousands of hunting rifles that people have owned in Canada for decades and have used legally and lawfully. I would divert that money into bolstering the border so that we can intercept the countless handguns that criminals are smuggling across the border and bringing into communities around the GTA, Vancouver, and elsewhere. The second thing is I would repeal Trudeau's same-day catch-and-release bail policy so that if someone has a track record of multiple violent offenses, I would say that if they're arrested newly, they can't get bail until their trial, until they're acquitted. And if they're found guilty, they should serve a long sentence. And then finally, I would I would support our police. I think this idea, this defund the police movement is insane. We need our police officers, especially disadvantaged communities need those police officers. I will be supporting them, and I'll work with our cities and provinces to make sure our cops have the resources to keep us safe.
You'll have something working against you, Pierre Poilievre, and that is you may pass those laws, but judges in this country have shown that mandatory minimums, any of that kind of stuff, they don't care. They have decided they are a law in themselves, and they probably would ignore you.
Well, I will make sure that my laws are respect the Constitution and that there's solid evidence that they'll keep people safe. And I believe that we can defend these laws, not only in Parliament, but in the courts, because what's clear now is the Trudeau approach isn't working. We had a 32% increase in violent crime since he became Prime Minister, 92% increase in gang killings since Trudeau became Prime Minister. This has not worked. My approach will work. And if I can add one last thing, I'll also use some of the money that we're going to save by canceling Trudeau's program, silly programs, to fund treatment and recovery for addicts. We know that people suffering from addiction are on our streets, living in encampments. We need to give people treatment to save their lives and also to reduce crime in affected communities.
Well, that would attach more to not so much the people coming out and committing gun crimes all over again. It would be the separate problem that we have, and it's been increasing here in Toronto and around the GTA, and that's just random violence against strangers and the violence that's been happening in the TTC. I think Mayor Tory is right when he says that all attaches to mental illness.
Yes, and to addiction. Since these dirtbag corporations brought in opioids to North America and lied to their medical system to have them overprescribed to their profit, we've had this massive opioid crisis, and people are dying of fentanyl in our streets. My government is going to increase the aggressively sue all of the companies that did this to our people.
Who would you be suing? Who would you sue?
Well, I'm going to join the provinces in the litigation against the pharmaceutical companies, companies like Purdue Pharma. I want to make sure that in fairness, a lot of provinces have already sued them. I want to make sure the federal government increases the damages it's seeking to the maximum amount. So companies like that pay the maximum amount. I'm also going to look at McKinsey. McKinsey is a liberal-linked company that Trudeau's given $100 million contracts to. That company helped market those drugs into the United States. They had to pay $600 million to U.S. government, state and federal. I want to see what role they might have played in Canada as well. All the companies that are responsible for flooding our communities with excessive amounts of opioids should pay massive compensation to help fund the recovery and treatment that will be necessary to reverse this crisis.
Pierre Poilievre is the leader of the official opposition of Canada. It's the first time we've talked. I hope we can continue to do so.
I hope so as well. I'm always here if you want to chat.
Thanks very much for this.
Great to be with you. Bye.
All right. So let's do this. What's your reaction to what he had to say? Let's do that in the next segment, whether you liked it or you didn't like it, coming up on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.